Good morning. This is the Blind Access Journal podcast for Thursday, July 14th, 2011. And today I'm going to briefly demonstrate the Blio app. It's a new iOS app developed by KNFB, Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reading Technologies. And it is an app that is designed to make ebooks visually appealing for the sighted as well as accessible for the blind. And many of you will know that last year the Windows version of Blio was launched, and that was not an accessible launch for blind people. It took a little while to actually get that Windows software to be accessible. The Blio app was launched about 2 days ago on the iTunes Store, and I will now give you all a brief tour of Blio. So, hit the home button here.
Home. Newsstand folder. Zero apps.
Okay.
Haywire. One. Weather radio. Tap form. Scan and show. GPS. Doc scan. Run keeper. Audio boo. Spelling bee. Blio. Double tap to open.
I just flicked to the right till I got to Blio. And I will say right here that things behave a bit differently because I'm running a beta version of the iOS, which is the name of the firmware that the iPhone is based on. This version apparently does not let you hear your voiceover sounds when the microphone is engaged, which it is right now by way of the Voice Memo app. I'm going to double tap on Blio.
To alert your account. To log into your Blio account, go to your archive. Page 7, front of book.
And that's right, it says that. It says exactly what you just heard, which is kind of confusing. It gives you an alert about your account and tells you have to go to archives. And then it's saying something about page 7 in the book that I was reading. I'm going to flick to the right and see what's really going on here.
To log into your Blio account, go to your archive. Cancel. Button. Go. Button.
So I'm flicking to the right to read these things. I'm going to double tap on Go.
Archive. You must be login. Heading.
Okay, so I'm going to flick to the right now.
Cancel. Button. Email address. Text field. Password. Secure. Forgot password?
Now, I'm taking this app at face value. In other words, I saw the information on Twitter about it being launched. I went to the App Store, looked at the description, downloaded the app, and this is what I have. So, it's very confusing, right? What kind of an account is this? And how do I create one? There's really no information. I have just shown you all of the fields that are available. So I'm going to go over to Cancel. I'm going to flick to the left.
Password. Email address. Cancel. Button.
And double tap on cancel.
Archive. Heading.
And now we are in something called archive. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Done. Button. You must be logged in to view your archive. Selected. Archive. Button. Import. Button.
And that is it. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Selected. You must be logged in. Done. Button.
And I'm going to double tap this done button.
Library back button.
Now we're in a library button, and or in a library apparently, and there's a back button. Let's flick to the right and see what's available.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving.
That is the book that I was reading last. It's one of the two books. The Peter Rabbit book is also available. They're free books in the public domain that are provided with this Blio app. Flicking to the right.
Selected. Book position. 11%. Button. Toggles page chooser. Page 7 front of book. Page chooser. Page 7 front of book. Adjustable. Book page. Double tap to read page with voiceover.
And I'm flicking to the right to look at these elements.
Back. Dimmed. Button. Contents. Button. Search. Button. Play. Button. Visual settings. Button.
Okay, so I'm on page 7. I want to read this book. I'm going to flick back to the left.
Play. Button. Search. Button. Contents. Button. Back. Dimmed. Book page. Double tap to read page with voiceover.
Okay, I guess that's it. It's called book page. I'm going to double tap that.
Book page. In the bosom of one of those spacious coves which invent the eastern shore of the Hudson, at that broad expansion of the river denominated by the ancient Dutch navigators the Tappan Zee, and where they always prudently shortened sail and implored the protection of Saint Nicholas when they crossed, there lies a small market town or rural port, which by some is called Greensburg, but which is more generally and properly known by the name of Tarry Town. This name was given, we are told, in former days, by the good housewives of the adjacent country, from the inveterate propensity of their husbands to linger about the village tavern on market days. Be that as it may, I do not vouch for the fact, but merely advert to it. For the sake of being precise and authentic, not far from this village, perhaps about 2 miles, there is a little valley or rather lap of land among high hills, which is one of the quietest places in the whole world. A small brook glides through it, with just murmur enough to lull one to repose, and the occasional whistle of a quail or tapping of a woodpecker is almost the only sound that ever breaks in upon the uniform tranquility. I recollect that, when a stripling, my first exploit in squirrel shooting was in a grove of tall walnut trees that shades one side of the valley. I had wandered into it at noontime, when all nature is peculiarly quiet, so and was startled by the roar of my own gun.
Now, I'm on this page, which is apparently page 7. I'd like to navigate through this page. I'm going to use the rotor gesture, which is you take 2 fingers and rotate them either clockwise or counterclockwise in a dial motion. And I'm going to see what navigation options are available. Now I'm going to do this clockwise.
Words.
I was on characters, now I'm on words.
Headings.
Headings.
Speech rate. Language. Characters.
And that's it, folks. You can't read by line, paragraph, sentences. I am glad to see you can at least navigate by characters and words.
Words. Characters.
So I'm going to flick down.
Capital N, space, T, H, E, space.
And I'm going to rotor to words.
Words.
And I'm going to flick down again.
Of. One. Of. Those. Spacious. Coves. Which. Indent. The. Eastern. Shore. Of. The. Hudson. At. That. Broad. Expansion. Of. The. River. Denominated.
So, we do have character and word navigation. If we want to go to the next page, then...
In the bosom of one of those spacious...
Sorry about that. If we want to go to the next page, we can use the 3-finger flick left or right gesture. We can flick to the left with 3 fingers to go to the next page.
Echoes. If ever I should wish for a retreat.
Let's go to the top.
Echoes. If ever I should wish for a retreat whither I might steal from the world and its distractions, and dream quietly away the remnant of a troubled life. I know of none more promising than this little valley, from the listless repose of the place, and the peculiar character of the dominant spirit, however, that haunts this enchanted region, and seems to be commander-in-chief of all the powers of the air, is the apparition of a figure on horseback.
So that is moving to the next page. Let's move to the previous page. 3 fingers flick to the right.
Echoes. If ever I should wish for a retreat whither I might steal from the world and its distractions, and dream quietly away the remnant of a
2-finger double tap to silence the voice.
In the bosom of one of those spacious coves which invent the eastern shore of the Hudson, at that broad expansion of the river denominated by the ancient Dutch navigator.
And so I can navigate the pages. Now, there's no controls on this page, it's just the text. So if you didn't listen to the voiceover hint when the page opened, actually, let me test that. Was there even a voiceover hint? Let's double tap.
In the bosom of one of those spacious coves with The Legend of Sleepy Hollow by Washington Irving.
Okay.
Selected. Book position. Page 7 front of book. Page chooser. Page 7. Book page.
I'm just flicking to the right.
Double tap to read page with voiceover.
So let's get the page back open again with the double tap.
Book. In the bosom of one of those spacious coves which indent the eastern shore of the Hudson, at that broad expansion of the river denominated by the ancient Dutch navigators the Tappan Zee, and where they always prudently shortened sail in.
Right, so it just starts reading the book. There's no voiceover hint. You have no idea what to do to get out of this book page. I'm going to try the back gesture. And then that's why I tried the double tap.
In the library back button.
Okay. So, there's some other things we can try in here. Let's go down
to the Legend of Sleepy. Selected. Page 7 front of book. Page chooser. Book page. Back button. Contents button. Done button. Front of book. Selected. Contents. Notes. Selected. Front of. Done. Front of book.
Okay,
1.
There's not much here.
Selected. Contents. 1 of 2. Button. Notes. 2 of 2. Button. Okay, select. So front of book. 1.
Front of the book.
Page 1. Front of book.
Front of book.
Library back. Button. The Legend of. Selected. Book position.
0%.
Right button.
There's a.
Toggles page chooser.
There's a way to change the page that does not involve the 3-finger flick, so I'm flicking to the right again.
Page 1 front of book. Page chooser. Page 1 front of book. Adjustable.
There's a page chooser.
Double tap and hold. Then drag left or right to change the page. Swipe up or down to adjust the value.
Okay, so the you can do that. They give you a nice hint here. You can double tap and hold, and then you can move your finger, but it moves by larger units. Moves by large numbers of pages, like seems like 10 pages or something like that. Probably not practical for most situations. But what you can do is you can flick up or down. So if I flick up.
Page 2 front of book. Page 3 front of book. Page 4 front of book. Page 5 front of book. Page 6 front of. Page 7 front of book. Page 8 front of book. Page 9 front of book. Page 10 front of book.
So now I'm at page 10 and I flick to the right.
Book page. Double tap to read page with voiceover. Book. Valley. But is unconsciously imbibed by everyone who resides there for a time. However wide awake they may have been before they entered that sleepy region, they are sure, in a little time, to inhale the witching influence of the air.
Double tap to close that.
Now. Library back. But book page. Double tap to read page with voiceover.
And again, what I did that time is I just tapped near the center of the screen. Many times that will get you back to whatever you were looking at before you did something. Hopefully that made sense. Anyway, now this app is self-voicing, and there's a play button. If you flick to the right.
Back button. Contents. Search. Play.
Good.
Button.
Double tap on play.
Starts audio playback while audio is playing. Double tap again to stop.
Now that's a good hint.
Alert. No voices available. Please go to your voice settings to download a text-to-speech voice. Please go to your okay button. Play button.
There's
starts
no,
audio playback while audio is playing. Double tap again to stop.
There's no voice settings option. There's a visual settings option in this app, but there's no voice settings option. Okay, so here are my impressions of the app. Yes, it is accessible. I will not say that it's inaccessible because that would not be accurate. Unfortunately, though, it is. I would consider this a very disappointing experience because, well, first of all, the app isn't ready. I mean, there's a cryptic message about an account when you start the app, and it talks about an archive, and it talks about needing an account, puts you in a window to enter an email address and a password, no way to create an account, no information about what you need to do to create an account. So, so first of all, I would say because of issues like that, the app is sloppy and just not really ready for prime time, and honestly, given some of the other apps out there awaiting approval, I'm really kind of shocked that Apple approved this one. pretty sloppy work, KNFB. I'm sorry to have to say. Please, you know, be more attentive. Number two is, it's not a very pleasant reading experience. So, it seems kind of weird to me to have something that says book page that you double tap on, and then, have to double tap on it again to get it out of it, use the three-finger left or right gesture to switch pages, and just really, it seems like a very clunky reading experience. Number three, navigation is limited. Fortunately, you can read by characters and words, and you can flick through the book and read. I'm not sure what the units are. Definitely more than paragraphs, though. Large chunks at a time of the page. You can supposedly read by headers. I haven't seen that work. I haven't seen a book, one of these two books, where that works yet. And there's no line, sentence, paragraph, phrase, or any other such navigation. So, that is also somewhat disappointing. And finally, number four, and I guess this kind of really goes back full circle to number one in a way. There's really minimal help in this app. So, in the confusing parts of the app, you really don't know what to do. There's really not enough information to know what it is that you should do to get to the next step, or how you should read a book. There's no tutorial, there's no button to let you click a help document to read about the app and how you're supposed to use the app. So, again, I guess it just goes back to Bleo for iOS is not ready. Okay, that's my story at the time on Bleo. Thanks to someone from KNFB Reading Technologies and a couple of users on Twitter who reminded me about using the three-finger flick left and right gesture to switch pages in the book. That was helpful in light of a lack of help information in the Bleo app. And hey there, KNFB Reading Technologies, Inc. Better luck next time. I look forward to reviewing an update to the app that provides a much more smooth, sensible reading experience. Okay, everyone, thank you for your time. I hope this has been helpful. If you want to get a hold of me, send an email to editor.
Visual settings.
Send an email to editor@blindaccessjournal.com. That's editor@blindaccessjournal.com. Or feel free to post a comment. Take care and have a great day, everyone. Bye for now.